Five Sonnets. 1. To take my heart, please take my warts as well. I'm not a perfect man, but still I grow, and most men at my age freeze what they know, and growth leads where not you or I can tell. Sometimes I belch, sometimes I fart and smell. Sometimes I wake you up before the dawn and lead you to the kitchen arm in arm, where peanut-buttered pickles ring our bell. I don't mean all the stuff in marriage vows. I mean the human truth from A to Z. And if you find, my dear, that your heart bows this way, then I'm for you and you're for me. What is life without a little fun? Let me know if you think you're the one. 2. Imagine, if you will, a body tight with stress, and a mind pickled with booze, throwing a heart grown cynical by night, by day asleep, put in the daily news to taste. Cowardice will keep the blend alive, no falling souffle here. Somewhere there must be a past, memories of when the world was right. Yes, the mouth can drool a bit. A tired dick grotesquely hangs its chicken's neck southward like a fool. A dick always points northward when it bangs. All this, and then let enter special she, witness resurrection of the he. 3. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bike, she said before she kissed him on the lips. Wondering what he missed, he kissed back, which he later wished he hadn't done, because the police just stared at him as he stammered through the story that was his version of events. How sorry he was about the whole thing, more weird than anything else. There had been no rape at all, unless his tongue was charged, and she had started that. This he guaranteed. He was a gentleman and not an ape. Q. What in common have King Kong and Tristan? A. A fish, a bike, an ape, woman and man. 4. If our lips should never meet again, if your arms should not around me wrap in such a way to tell me of your kin, if our bodies never draw the sap each from each, flesh to flesh, the way we've done before in miracles of night, if it doesn't happen how it may have been between us, if my health was right, if, I say, all dreams are lost and barn doors closed, if this should be, my heart of hearts, do not grieve for us, or weep, or mourn. For a brief time we knew Cupid's darts. Cherish the way women can touch men, instead of pining for what might have been. 5. Of all affection known to man or beast, of all the ways we relate each to talk, embrace, and cry, and try to teach the other who we are, the very feast of love, without which at the very least would life be insecure, and at such risk that death might well win out, the soft kiss of love the mother gives her child, her breast the suckled nourishment of all she knows, this is love that cannot be more pure. Mere lovers in their quest of love bestow romance's often illness as its cure. Love is not the sting of Cupid's darts. Love is the most womanly of arts.